At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Are you looking to sell your house and you're wondering how to do it right? Do you want to avoid the top mistakes and know what to expect and know how to talk to an agent? Well, stay tuned as I cover those topics. Hi, I'm Teresa Wellman with HomeownerExperience.com, your local San Jose, California realtor, who's been working in real estate for over 16 years. So today I'm going to give you my professional advice on how to get started with selling your home. So where do you start if you want to sell? First, I think you should take an objective look at your property. Look at the remodeling, look at the repairs, look at the condition. Is there any way that you can improve that? What type of homes are selling in your local neighborhood and how does your home compare? If you can't take an objective look, definitely get the opinions of friends and family and even a local real estate professional. Secondly, you need to prep your home for critical buyers. If you've got any items that you know need to be fixed, address those now. Purge your personal items and make the home look much more open and clean. Try to create space in all areas of the home so buyers can imagine themselves and their things in the home. And the third part is really to improve key areas of your home to make it look fresh and well cared for and well maintained. Those key areas are paint, flooring, and landscape. We definitely don't recommend big remodels before selling your home, but it does need to look clean, fresh, and move-in ready. So what should you expect in the home selling process? Well, first, really studying and understanding the market. I'm gonna put up my overview of the home selling process for you to take a look at, and that is the first phase. The second phase is preparation, just going through those steps that I mentioned above to really prepare your home for buyers to see it. The third part of selling your home is making sure you go through all the legal paperwork, disclosures, and in the San Jose area, it's highly recommended to do pre-listing inspections. The fourth phase is going to be marketing and negotiation of contracts, showing your property, getting buyers in, and getting them in contract. And that fifth phase is going to be working through the contract all the way to a close date where you receive your profits. So when should you contact a realtor to sell your home? Really, the sooner the better, especially if you need an objective opinion on what parts of your home to prep. Agents can really come in and tell you what's going on in the market, what buyers like, and help you improve your current home to make it more attractive to the buyers. I even offer a level of service called my Home Everything Plan where I can take care of all of that home prep for you. So many agents might offer that. You can choose what level of service is best for you and your schedule, or whether you're moving out and the property's gonna be vacant, you might need a little extra assistance getting the home prepped. So a realtor can help with all of those phases, so the sooner you hire them, the better. Now, what are common mistakes to avoid when selling? One of the big ones is updating the wrong areas of the home. Maybe you're investing money that's really just not gonna pay off or be attractive to buyers, so you don't wanna do that. The second one is pricing your home incorrectly for the current market. You want to price your home to entice as many buyers into the property as possible to therefore net the best price. The third mistake is not staging or prepping your home. You don't necessarily need professional staging, but if you have dated furniture or furniture not in great shape, you might need that. But you definitely need to purge a lot of your personal items and thin out your home. Think a model home. Your home really should be presented that way. The reason to present your home like a model home is so that buyers can envision themselves in the property. A lot of buyers don't necessarily have the vision to overlook your furniture and see the house beyond the walls. If your furniture is dating the house or making it feel very specific in style, then buyers are gonna have a hard time imagining themselves there. And the next big mistake is hiring an agent who's not actively marketing your property. There are a lot of agents out there, maybe a friend or somebody you've heard of, that just doesn't take a proactive approach to marketing your home. Many agents, unfortunately, don't do a lot of online marketing or don't do 3D tours and things that are really critical in today's market. Make sure you're researching your agent so that they're providing a full marketing portfolio for your property. And the last question I'm gonna cover today is what questions should you ask when you contact a realtor? First, you need to really understand their local experience. So talk to them about what they've sold and what they've seen and how they've marketed those properties. Ask them about the different levels of service they offer. Maybe you need just marketing and putting your house on the market, or maybe you need that home prep assistance and guidance through all the contractors, etc. Make sure the agent you hire offers what you need and can really be a full team player through the entire process. And of course, make sure you're checking out what marketing they offer. Take a look at their recent listings and make sure that they have recent listings in your local area to be actual samples of what you can expect. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.